More than 540 dirty syringes have been found in Manchester in the past year, but as heroin use increases across the state, used needles are also showing up in cities like Nashua, Dover, and Laconia. As part of our series Dangerous Ends, NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports one lawmaker wants to legalize needle exchange programs in New Hampshire, a proposal that has been controversial in the state.
Walk around Manchester with the city's public health director, and you spend a lot of time with your eyes fixed on the ground.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Picking up needles. You seen any lately? That way?
Yeah.
Right, we'll go take a walk around. Thanks.
Tim Soucy is looking for used needles. In 2 hours, he finds six of them. Five outside one apartment on the west side, one behind an abandoned house nearby, and a spoon of heroin residue found at the city's new Frisbee golf course on the south side, less than 100 yards from a playground. In the residence Soucy bumps into, say finding needles is something they're used to doing, like Heather Phillip of West Manchester.
You looking for needles?
Yeah, you got some?
Actually, I know where there is one.
All right, we'll get it.
There are a few places in the state where people can dispose of syringes, but they're not meant for illegal drugs. And according to state law, having a dirty heroin needle is a felony, which means up to 7 years behind bars. Legislation proposed this session would allow trace amounts of heroin on used needles so people could dispose of them without fearing arrest. Representative Joe Hannon, a Republican from Lee, is the main sponsor behind the legislation.
This is going to save money. I mean, these people are getting Medicare, Medicaid, and it's costing us a lot of money to treat them. So if we save one or two people from being sick in Manchester alone, that would offset the cost if Manchester decided to fund their own program or if private groups come forward and do it.
Two of the biggest health concerns when it comes to heroin use are hepatitis C and HIV. Here in New Hampshire, there haven't been reported increases in either. But the state is just starting to track hepatitis C. However, anecdotally, community health centers across the state have been seeing an uptick. Earlier this year, an increase in heroin use in Indiana led to an HIV outbreak. Soon after, Indiana opened up its first needle exchange program. Currently, 36 states have legalized such programs, including every other New England state. At the White River Junction Needle Exchange Program in Vermont, organizers say a third of its clients are from the Granite State, traveling from as far as Manchester and Coos County. But law enforcement in the state has been reluctant.
It basically decriminalizes heroin. Yes, it's for a specific amount, but that's not the direction we want to go.
Greenland Police Chief Tara Lauren testified before the Legislative Drug Task Force last month. Although the bill's language is still in its early stages, Lauren says passing this legislation would more or less legalize an illegal substance.
The saying that we have been using in the state of New Hampshire is we can't arrest our way out of this problem. I totally agree with that, but that doesn't mean that law enforcement goes away.
Dana Eldridge lives in a sober house in Manchester and has had his fair share of run-ins with law enforcement. He's been clean for more than a month now, but he's used heroin for more than two decades and has been arrested numerous times.
Yeah, that was I wasn't a convicted felon until I got caught with a dirty needle.
Eldridge has hepatitis C, and at the height of his drug use, he says he would use the same needle up to 50 times.
A couple years ago, I was in the hospital for an abscess I got from using a dull needle, and I could have lost my arm. You know, I was in there for like 12 days. So, you know, all that could be prevented, you know, if we had a needle exchange program.
In 2000, after a decade-long legislative battle, the state allowed people without a prescription to legally get up to 10 syringes at a pharmacy. But for those using, Eldridge says, the cost is still a hurdle.
You use it and then use it again and use it again. And, you know, I know it's only $5 for 10, but when you use it, sometimes you don't have that extra $5, you know. It goes towards the drugs.
And Kevin Irwin of Dover says the state's current law doesn't go far enough. Irwin spent years researching needle exchange programs, and he now works on affordable housing issues in New Hampshire. Irwin says just because by statute syringes should be accessible at pharmacies doesn't mean they are.
They'd need to be close by, right? Could they get there? Is there a pharmacy near them? Does the pharmacy actually stock syringes and sell syringes to people who come in and ask for them? And that absolutely is, you know, not a given.
The proposed bill, however, has zero state dollars attached to it, something Representative Hannon says was designed to help it get through the legislature. This means if the law is changed, nonprofits, private organizations, or municipalities would have to bear the cost, which could range from $10,000 a year for just the needles and disposal to $100,000 if additional staffing is needed. One of those people who's interested in taking that on is Jeff DeFlavio. He runs Recover Together, an addiction treatment facility which has locations throughout southern and western New Hampshire. DeFlavio says if the law is changed, he hopes to open up an exchange program this year. He believes the biggest benefit of an exchange is how it connects people to treatment.
For the medical paradigm, it's kind of that people hit rock bottom and then they decide that they're going to change their life. And, you know, something really bad has to happen for them, or they, you know, or for them to decide that they want to be different. And really, I think a lot of the times they just have to have an opportunity.
Representative Joe Hannon says lawmakers will likely debate the bill early this session. He says the biggest challenge may be educating his colleagues.
Clean needles don't make addicts do heroin. Addicts do heroin because they're addicts. The clean needle is just something that'll help.
If this bill does reach Governor Maggie Hassan's desk, she says she'll likely sign it into law. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.